Hammer time.
Well, after working all summer, it's Labor Day weekend. Good morning from Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call
Cortez, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Thank you again to Tim Wenger for facilitating our new show open. And this one will have legs because we don't have to update it every year, right? It doesn't say the anniversary year. It just says we've been on since 1989. So that means we don't have to renew it all the time. Happy Labor Day weekend. And as all of the days kind of blend together, the summer kind of, you know, was the summer of nothing. At least we had good weather to be able to enjoy the outdoors. And you wonder what kind of fall we're going to have. And hopefully it will continue to be a nice weather. And my prayers go to all out to all the restaurants who've enjoyed being able to have outdoor dining. I think that's what enabled them to stay open, and that they've had, you know, that outdoor space to help fill the lack of indoor space that they can occupy. And I also hope that we see our numbers continue to drop as far as the infection rate, so that we don't have to go through anything like we did in the spring. Anyway, so it's been an interesting summer, has it not? Looking for your thoughts about what kind of summer you thought it was, and what plans you have for your home for the fall. And the helpline is open with no agenda on my part. Open phone lines for you, 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And our text line is now the same as our call-in line, 803-0930. Anything around the house that needs my attention as we ready you for fall and heading to winter, give us a call this Saturday morning here on WBEN. Hats off to my friends at the town of Clarence, suing the banking giant U.S. Bancorp of Minneapolis and national mortgage servicing company Mr. Cooper over their failure to maintain a vacant home in the town of Clarence. This house is right near my house on Schistler Road, and it has become a zombie property, threatening to drag down the value of all the neighborhood. The lawsuit filed by Western New York Law Center on behalf of the town marks the first suit filed as part of the Erie County's Zombie Initiative. That's an effort which was launched in June of 19 by County Clerk Michael Kearns, who has focused on the issue since he was in the state assembly. We have reached out to both Ed Ratt and Mickey Kearns, and they tentatively are set to be in studio next Saturday morning to discuss this initiative and this lawsuit and to update us on the status of the zombie property issue here in Western New York. So be sure to stay tuned to News Radio 930 WBEN for this show next Saturday morning. 803-0930, that's the number for you here. Pick up the phone right now and give me a call. Anything around the house that needs my attention, call me right now, 803-0930. And you can always check us out online, cortez.net. Everything we do is there, including our room additions. Kitchen and bath renovations are a beautiful Bella Kitchina custom kitchen cabinet line, not only made for your kitchen, but also made for your outdoor kitchen with the complete Blaze outdoor product line. Retractable awnings, sunshades, solar shades, retractable awnings, our sunroom product, and of course our small projects division, all there at cortez.net, along with updates as to the status of our construction on 9074 Main Street, the new Cortez headquarters. That's between Sheridan and Shimerville. If you're driving by, check it out. You will see the stubs all in the place underground for plumbing and electric lines. It's a building on a slab, so all the plumbing and electric running under the concrete floor. And you'll start to see structure going up in the next few weeks. So it's exciting time in the Cortez family for our new headquarters. Check it out if you're driving by. 9074 Main Street in Clarence between Sheridan and Chimerville. It'll be a 3-mile commute for me, folks. How do you like that? Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Snyder and say good morning to our friend Richard Greco. He's the manager of the Lakeshore Bank there on Main Street in Snyder, right by the 290. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you doing today?
Good. Happy Labor Day weekend. As we have celebrated all summer long and spring as well with the 2.5 home equity line of credit continuing at Lakeshore Bank, we want to take a moment to highlight some other unique services that Lakeshore Bank is providing, especially those that help students.
Yes, with so many students going back to college and or high school at this time, we have a wonderful student checking account. It is a free account, meaning there are no costs to it whatsoever. Keep those students from having to pay anything. Comes with checks, which most young people probably don't know, but it does come with free checks, a debit card. More importantly, online banking, mobile banking, which obviously they're all going to do off of their phone, and a Zelle payment service that they can pay their friends, or whoever, if they're out at a restaurant or whatever, and quickly, you know, add the tip or whatever to a process that makes it very easy for them not to have to carry cash in times like this. So a wonderful account, free for anyone 16 years or older, and just a great account for young people to start managing their funds in the appropriate way.
Here's a question for you relating to cash, Richard. You just kind of sparked my curiosity. Have you been transacting less cash at the teller window these days?
We actually have. That's a good point. And actually, the Federal Reserve is short on cash as well, thus making our ability to exchange cash a little bit less because of businesses not using as much cash, especially the restaurant and retail industry. So, yes, we are seeing less cash, people wanting to just use their card. A lot of the vendors out there, retail shops and so on, are allowing you just to swipe or slide it in their terminal, and this way then there's no hands being, you know, exchanged from the employee to the customer, no matter where they're at. So yes, good point.
Mm-hmm.
Are seeing less cash.
And also, before we let you go, give us an update on the status of mortgage rates right now.
Yes, still pretty much at all-time low, stayed flat this week. So our 30-year hanging at 3.125, 15-year at 2.625. And just a great time if you're in the market for a home or refinancing just before these chilly months come. Still a lot of time out there to see what's out there in your neighborhood and come to Lakeshore for information and great products and services.
Now, you've been around the block for a few times, and these rates, I'm sure you can agree, have rates that we've never seen before.
This is correct, both on the home equity and primarily on the mortgage. And this is with us. You know, you'll see some online, like a Quicken Loans, even a little bit lower. Not that I'm promoting Quicken Loans, but you'll see around that 3%, 2.5% on 30 and 15 years, respectively. Not sure if they're going to go much lower. So, you know, if you're hanging in there and thinking they are, I don't know, don't have the crystal ball, but I would say now is the time to move because after the election and after COVID, things will start to turn the other way, and you're going to regret that you didn't take advantage of it.
And also, as it relates to that, now's the time to take advantage still of the 2.5 fixed for 12 months home equity line of credit with no cost whatsoever.
And, you know, you're a great promoter of that product for us. Thank you so much. You are, I don't even have to add anything. 2.5, 12 month, a low rate after that, no fees, no closing costs. And as we talked about, not only good for home improvements with companies like yourself, but also in times like this, as kind of a backup emergency fund to kind of sit on the sidelines that if you need cash, if something happens with one of the spouses in the home and the household income declines a little bit, you can use this as another source so you're not thinking of tapping a retirement account or something like that.
There you go. So the phone number there at the Snyder branch for all this information we've just dumped on everybody.
It is 898-2101, 898-2101. And as always, I wish you and your family and all the listeners out there a wonderful unofficial end to summer with a beautiful Labor Day weekend. And everyone stay healthy and stay safe.
Very good, Richard. For 129 years, Lakeshore Bank, putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore. Yeah, come and meet me down by the shore.
Lakeshore. Paid actors illustrating actual clients. Prior results do not guarantee similar outcome. Each case is unique.
When a car hit me, I called Salino and Barnes. They got me $6 million, 24 times the insurance offer.
I'm Steve Barnes. Is your accident case worth more than the insurance company says? Call us. You might be surprised.
After my motorcycle accident, Salino and Barnes got me $1.5 million, 12 times more than insurance offered.
I'm Ross Salino. What's your case really worth? Call us now and find out.
After I was rear-ended, insurance offered $100,000. Salino and Barnes got me $800,000.
After my car accident, insurance offered $50,000. Salino and Barnes got me $750,000.
Is your case worth more than the insurance company says? Call us. You might be surprised.
They got me over $600,000, 9 times more than insurance offers.
Salino and Barnes, injury attorneys. Call 888-8888.
Main Street, Buffalo.
Hey, it's Bowerly. If you need a roof repair or a new roof altogether, Amherst Roofing wants you to know they are considered an essential business through this time and are open to help you with all of your roofing needs. Is your roof an eyesore with that deteriorated look? Amherst Roofing can help. Amherst Roofing wants you to know they're practicing the utmost safety procedures. If you want an estimate, they can come to your home and stay outside or provide a remote estimate. Amherst Roofing prides themselves on quality work, and their reviews are outstanding. And if you invest in a new roof right now, they'll provide you with a free upgrade with a premium lifetime shingle plus a $500 discount. Plus, Amherst Roofing provides you with a lifetime warranty that covers everything. It doesn't matter what town you live in, Amherst Roofing serves all of Western New York. If you need a new roof or roof repair, Amherst Roofing is open. Call for a free estimate, 304-4554. 304-4554. Visit AmherstRoofingWNY.com.
Jeremy White here. Hey, for many, money might be a little tight right now, and if you're looking for some extra cash, Marty Sr., owner of Riverfront Auto Sales, has got something you're going to love. If you want cash today,
from Riverfront Auto Sales,
just bring your vehicle to Riverfront on Niagara Street, and they'll pay you cold, hard cash. And with Riverfront, there's always more. If you sell your vehicle to Riverfront, they'll pay you $500 more over the Kelley Blue Book trade-in value. Or if you trade in your vehicle and buy one from Riverfront, they'll pay you $1,000 more over Kelley Blue Book trade-in value. It's Riverfront's $500 or $1,000 sale. You will not find this deal anywhere, as Riverfront will pay you more for your vehicle
from Riverfront Auto Sales.
More cash, that is. Again, sell your vehicle to Riverfront flat out, get $500 more, or trade in your vehicle and get $1,000 more. Find out how to get $500 or even $1,000 more for your vehicle in cash right now. Call Riverfront Auto Sales, 886-1626.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
Another great experience of service from Gorilla Garage Gear. My friend Joe Afalo, our shed garage door, it's a 9x7, a cable snapped, and within 24 hours, we were back in business with a low-cost repair. Thank you to Joe and his staff for taking care of our shed garage door. So servicing your garage door, replacing your garage door, and other great deals, too, available to our Hammer Time Radio listening audience. Step one is a new garage door. You can save $100 if you call them today. If you want to get your garage floor booked for the fall or the spring, you can save $300 if you buy a new garage door, too. And if you want to organize your garage, you can save up to $500. That's right, if you do all three, new garage door, new floor, and organize your garage, it's Gorilla Garage Gear's great special. $500 off all three services, 715-6927. That's the number to call. GorillaGarageGear.com. Everything for your garage in three easy steps. Gorilla Garage Gear. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time sponsor.
Hammer Time.
10:20 is the time on WBEN, broadcasting on Facebook Live as well. So you can check us out there, WBEN Facebook page, and our live streamed broadcast of the program. And of course, you can participate by calling on the phone line or writing your question in on Facebook. 803-0930, that's the number for you to call right now and get on the air. I've got a squirrel story to tell everybody. We bought some bird food for the bird feeder, and it was sunflower seeds, and I bought a big bag of it, and I figured it was going to be an issue for the wildlife in the backyard between the squirrel and the chipmunk. So I double bagged it in a plastic bag and I put it on the shelf in the garage. And I thought, this is probably not going to end good. Sure enough, within a day, I had what amounts to be an army of rabid squirrels that were actually like hovering around the back of the house. And if they saw you, they would stare at you and almost to say, what are you doing here? I need to get into that garage and get to that seed. So I let it go for a couple days. And sure enough, they did get to the bag. They tried to tear it open. And for the longest time, I was fighting with these squirrels where they would actually look like they were going to jump at you to kind of guard their seed. So I ended up moving the seed to the basement, believe it or not, just to get it out of the garage. And they eventually got the hint. But for several days, they would, if they saw you out like on the porch, they would hover around and stare at you saying, like, don't you dare go near my bird seed. I couldn't believe it. So squirrels can be quite intimidating if you give them some bird seed to kind of drool over. And as time allows, we're going to talk about some other things that you can do to protect yourself from squirrels, especially if you're planting bulbs this fall season. A caller called in, couldn't hang on, wanted to talk about moss on the roof. You should not ignore moss. It could eventually lead to serious issues of infiltration in around the shingles and into the roof deck. This could lead to roof deck rot. So if you see moss start to grow, you should deal with it by first spraying some bleach on it. That'll help kill it. If it regrows, it means we have a deeper problem. That means it's gotten into the roof deck already. And we may not really be able to stop it at that point. It may need to be, the shingles may need to be replaced and the roof deck checked for rot. So don't let it get too bad. On north-facing sides of your roof, you will see some lichen grow. It's a scaly kind of moss. Again, some bleach will help, but also a zinc strip that you can install. You can buy that at home centers. A zinc strip attached at the high side of the roof will actually, with rainwater, mix with the rainwater and help kill the moss. So a zinc strip or use some bleach to attack the moss. 803-0930, we're going to Lewiston first. And Gary, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. Wondering if the Buffalo Reuse Store is open and collecting again.
You know what? I don't know. 852-6607 is the number to call, and they can tell you.
Please?
Pardon me?
The number again?
852-6607. That's the number for Habitat, and they will tell you, I'm sure by maybe even on the tape message when you call, whether or not the restores are open. I have not heard one way or the other. You know, everything kind of went into a shutdown mode, so I imagine they probably are scaling back up, and with retail kind of reemerging, it's very likely that they are reopened, but I would call to verify that just so that you aren't either driving there. And by the way, if you have a pickup, they would come to you anyway, so you'd want to call them to set that up anyway.
I thank you so much.
Okay, Gary, thank you for calling.
Right.
Gary's line is now free, 803-0930. So yeah, squirrels, if you're thinking of doing any fall bulb planting, there's some things that you could plant that squirrels actually don't like. Squirrels and chipmunks will avoid daffodils, which are actually poisonous to them, as well as alliums, cilia, hyacinth, grape hyacinth, fritillaria, and summer snowflake, snowdrop, tulips, unfortunately, are a delicacy for them. Still, if they become hungry enough, they'll eat everything in sight, yeah, including birdseed. Installing a barrier is also an idea. Line the bottom of your planting bed with wire hardware cloth or woven shade cloth, which is easier to work with. Running the barrier up the sides of the bed may prevent burrowing, in which they would try to do from the side. After planting, place another piece of mesh on top and secure it with stones or landscape staples until spring. So there you go. You're kind of protecting the bulb by kind of completely concealing it in mesh. Foraging is usually most frantic in early fall, so hold off planting until between Halloween and Thanksgiving. When activity slows down, you can plant most bulbs until the beginning of December, as long as you allow 2 weeks for them to develop roots before the ground freezes. And lastly, tamp down the ground, remove any skins, and cover your newly planted bed with mulch or leaves, interplanting bulbs in a bed of low ground cover, such as Vinca Minor or Pachysandra, can also help camouflage their whereabouts. So squirrel-proofing your bulb plantings, along with keeping them away from bird seed are some good tips for you. A texter writes, Dominic, an FYI, 2 weeks ago I called about masonite siding for mid-70s house, I remember. After hitting up all the local lumber yards, I found masonite replacement siding panels reasonably priced at locally owned yard on Seneca and Bailey. I believe that was probably Lenco. Thanks, Marty and Alma. Thank you for that, Marty. Yeah, put bird seed in a metal garbage can, and it's a perfect solution. That's kind of a no-brainer, right? But just the fact that they knew it was there was the most intimidating part of dealing with the squirrel. They, you know, could sense it was there, and they sensed that they wanted to get at it, and I was in the way of that when I was sitting on my porch. So, yeah, an interesting fact with dealing with squirrels. 803-0930, that's the number for you here on WBEN. Putting them in a garbage can, that's almost like too simple of an idea, right? And it eluded me at the time. Just put them in a plastic bag. To Hamburg we go, and Tom, good morning, you're next. Hello, Thomas.
Just have a question. We have a backyard shed. It's quite large. It's 14 by 14, and we have the area at the bottom of it that is rotting. We're thinking because it doesn't have gutters on the side.
Okay.
And we're just wondering what the best approach is to either fix the bottom, or should we just spray like great stuff, like where the holes are? Because we were hearing that it's tough to get lumber or somebody to come out to fix that right now.
Do you know what kind of siding that you have on the shed?
Vinyl siding, and then it's just regular OSB plywood.
So, where are you seeing this deterioration in the plywood?
In the plywood at the bottom, like near the concrete pad that we have.
Okay, so are you seeing like a decomposition in the actual plate, the structure of the building?
In the plywood, yep.
Not the structure though, not in the 2x4s or in the plate that's sitting on the slab.
Not in the 2x4s, no.
Okay, so how can you see that sheathing from the inside or the out?
I can see it from the inside because we just have the 2x4s on the inside.
Yeah, so the siding is okay on the outside.
Yes.
Okay. So that's good. You're probably right that you're getting wicking of moisture up into that substrate beneath the siding from the saturation of the ground, and then how that OSB board works like a sponge. Really, it absorbs moisture very easily. So a simple idea is to cut back on the landscape to create a drainage path away from the shed, if you can do that. That'll help dissuade this wicking. Thinking about maybe putting gutters on the structure may be an idea as well. And lastly, and the most involved, would be to elevate the structure by putting it on top of a row of block, which would be quite involved, and it would change the dynamics of any openings. Garage door or service door would have to be dealt with, but that would give you a whole 8 inches of protection against this issue. A simpler way to deal with it, though, would be just to cut the landscape around the perimeter of it away so you get drainage away from the structure.
We don't have too much landscaping like right up by the structure, mainly because it's at quite a grade in the back. It's level, but it's, we're just wondering how to actually fix the bottom.
You'd have to take the siding off to really deal with that.
Take the siding off.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to, and siding installs from the top down, so you'd have to remove all the siding effectively, cut that rotted or moisture absorbed OSB board out, and then replace it and then put the siding back.
Okay.
So that's what would have to be done, and I don't necessarily believe you have to do that, but I would try to still dissuade the wicking of moisture up into that substrate.
So stop the leaking, and then would be the best approach.
Yeah, at least to help protect it from getting any worse.
Okay.
All right.
What about like doing like great stuff at the bottom, wherever the holes are, just to kind of protect it.
Well, that'll help it, you know, dissuade any infiltration of insects or rodents, but it's not going to do anything to protect the wicking of moisture.
Got it.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Tom. Bottom of the hour. Top of the news. We're back with more right after this.
WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brendan Keeney, and here's what's happening. Protesters took to the streets last night, some for more than 3 hours, in what turned out to be a peaceful night on Hurdle. Marchers stopped right outside of MT Pockets, where patrons were shouting racist language toward protesters earlier in the week.
If you plan on entertaining racism, we are not doing business with your operation.
And you can view pictures and video of the protest on our website. Williamsville Central Schools say remote learning for middle and high school students will have the start of their school year delayed. Superintendent Scott Marsloff says the district had 90 staff members take a leave of absence due to COVID-19 and 111 staff members resign. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortez here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom. And the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now, make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware, and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass. 694-3300. That's 694-3300. They're in Willitzer Park. Stop in and see them. Tell them Dominic sent you. And they do have standard size 36 wide by 24 high pre-made polycarbonate glass shields for retail and restaurant locations. They do have a 1 to 2 day lead time. If you actually want tempered glass, the lead time is about a week. 36 by 24 with poly feet. $120, an additional $40 for a pass-through. So check that out as well. 694-3300, Twin City Glass. And be sure to tell them Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
This is Garrett Mayer. The Mayer Brothers Cider Mill and Bakery is open in the same historic building as the original mill.
Dad selects 18 varieties of apples to make Mayer Brothers Cider. We cold press the apples on site just inches away. The apples are so fresh, there's no need for preservatives. Pure and natural. Go ahead, pour a glass. Cold, crisp, and so refreshing. Visit us often throughout the fall season and see what 170 years of tradition tastes like.
Over the years, we've added more and more taste-tempting treats to make your visits to the Mayer Brothers Cider Mill and Bakery a real experience.
Imagine walking into an old-world bakery. The aroma of fresh-baked apple pies, the sweet smell of home-style donuts and pastries, fantastic.
We're at the corner of Seneca Creek and Transit Roads in West Seneca from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day. Taste the difference. Fresh is best at our historic Mayer Brothers Cider Mill and Bakery.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. And that includes comfortable pricing, too. Shop Town & Country's brand new line of American-made affordable furniture. Amazing options at prices you're used to seeing in lower-quality furniture made in other countries. So whether you're shopping highest-quality American-made furniture or you're looking for that American craftsmanship at a lower price, hurry into Town & Country and save even more on our American-made affordable collection when you take advantage of our cash and carry program. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time. so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
It's back to school time, and Radio.com is here to keep you informed and entertained, no matter where your kids are learning this fall, with hundreds of news, music, and sports talk stations, plus the latest podcasts. And there are so many ways to listen. Staying home? Tell Google Home, Amazon Alexa, or Sonos to play this station, so you won't miss a beat during those Zoom lessons. Dropping the kids off at school? Take us with you by downloading the Radio.com app to listen on your phone. No matter what school looks like for you and your kids, Radio.com has you covered.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Dreaming of comfortable spaces and lower home energy bills? Well, it's probably time to think about replacing your windows and doors. Not sure where to start? Well, how about my friends at Big L, where they can help you understand each step and make your replacement project a success. Big L, windowsanddoors.com. BigLWindows.com is the place to go. 895-8484 is their phone number. And their address is 2727 William Street in Cheektowaga, not too far from the thruway. I have known Bill Horbit Sr. for over 40 years. And as a friend in the industry, you know, Bill and I kind of share the same philosophy of doing things the right way. And if he asks Bill about that, he'll just shrug his shoulders and say, yeah, just do the right thing. And that's what Big L kind of centers all of their business operations around, is doing the right thing with their total trust guarantee, which means that if you hire them, they will certainly back up everything they do and do it right or make it right. Give them a phone call, 895-8484. When we were deciding where to go for the windows for the new Cortez headquarters, well, we didn't look very far. Bill Horbit Sr. was our guy. He put the whole thing together. Wait till you see what we're going to get from Bill for the new building. It's going to be quite exciting for you to stop out and see our windows in our building, as well as some special doors that we'll be talking about as we get closer. So looking forward to that. And of course, you should look forward to new windows and the upcoming winter and peace of mind with comfortable spaces and lower home energy bills. 895-8484, BigLWindows.com. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:39 is the time on WBEN, and you're listening to Hammer Time Radio. How are you? 803-0930, that's the number for you to dial this Saturday morning. Anything around the house, as we've been talking about squirrels and how they're very, I guess, intelligent, and they pick up a scent, and they don't forget it. And again, in my case, it was sunflower seeds that I foolishly put in a double plastic bag, thinking that they wouldn't get through that, and they did. And then they were very upset with me when I relocated those to the basement. But let's go to Eden and say good morning to a friend, Bill. Good morning, Bill. You're on WBEN.
Hey, Dominic. I had the same kind of thing with a red squirrel, with the same thing with birdseed in the garage.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed the birdseed was kind of, you know, the bag was ripped and it was on the ground. And one day I didn't know what it was, and I came into the garage and I heard this rustling in the garbage can, and the squirrel had somehow jumped in there and couldn't get out.
Uh-oh.
The humane thing, I put the lid on it, and I actually drove it to another county, and I released it.
How far did you have to go?
I actually went, you know, down to Cattaraugus County to cross the bridge and kind of let it go there.
So what good did that do? I'm sure he had friends.
Yeah, but the other ones didn't get into it. And, oh, by the way, Dominic, I actually did... I talked to the squirrels at your house, and I got a little response from them why they won't be doing it anymore. Would you like to hear that?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
Simon, you can't be eating Dominic's birdseed anymore.
Dominic's birdseed was delicious, though.
Theodore, you'd have to look elsewhere for your food.
I guess you're going to have to go up into the trees and search on the lawn again, then.
And Alvin, you're going to have to do like Simon and Theodore just did. Okay, Alvin? Okay. Alvin? Alvin!
So I think you'll be okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking care of that for me, Bill. Always a pleasure to hear from you.
You're welcome.
Okay. 803-0930. Bill is a friend, and he calls all of the shows here on WEN, and we get the honor of saying that he called us first because we've been around the longest. To Buffalo, and Chris, good morning. You're next.
Good morning. I have a house in North Buffalo, and it's a blacktop driveway. We've owned it for 10 years, and it's getting to the point where it needs to be evaluated to be resurfaced.
Okay.
It's over a cement foundation with time, and the edges are kind of settled pretty much as the blacktop went extended beyond where the street is.
Yeah.
And it's settled, but I didn't know what would be I guess my financial options of
So here's a story, Chris, of a shortcut that was made in applying blacktop over concrete that's going to cost you money. It saved the person who did that money because they didn't remove the concrete, but it's going to cost you now to make it right. So this is why I always talk about doing things the right way from the beginning so that we don't pay for it later. And I'm sure you bought the house with that condition, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So here's what would have to happen. In order to fix this the right way would be remove everything. Right to the stone beneath the concrete. Regrade that so that we have good drainage and dissuade water collection so as to then promote the longer lifespan of the new concrete driveway. Now, you don't necessarily have to go with concrete, but the rules are the same for drainage. Any water collection beneath a paved surface when it goes through the winter will expand, and that expansion will cause heaving, and in the case of concrete, it'll cause cracking. So proper drainage beneath the surface is essential, whether it's blacktop or concrete. I think long-term, you'll probably find that concrete's going to perform better, assuming it was installed properly, and in fact, could actually last a lifetime if it's installed properly, multiple lifetimes, actually, kind of like a permanent installation if it's installed properly, and that includes the finish of the surface. So in your case, I don't have a shortcut for you. I think the answer really is the right one, and that is everything has to go. And I think we offended him because he's gone. But I hope that helped him. Anyway, yeah, you know how we talk about shortcuts and how in most cases, yeah, they save time now. They save money now, but they end up costing later. Okay, a couple of more examples. Layering roof shingles. You can theoretically lay over existing shingles two more courses. However, when you get to that third layer and now need to deal with replacing it, you're going to compound your costs. Not to mention the fact that that third layer is not going to last as long as the second or the first. Another good example, flooring. Oftentimes, we see this when we're renovating kitchens and baths. Multiple layers of flooring. Why? Because they were too lazy to remove the previous layer. And it adds height, which creates issues at door frames. So you're dealing with that complexity in that you've got, you know, a higher sill to deal with between rooms. And not to mention the fact that if you've had any issues with the floor squeaking or whatever, that doesn't fix that. So always the best solution is the more complete solution. And I think if you're a regular listener here, you've heard me say that often again. So the caller that we thought we offended texted in and said they were not offended. The call dropped. The answer for squirrels is a border collie. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. So the question for Peter Gordon from Indoor Professionals this Saturday morning is if, I know the answer already, he's ever seen a dead squirrel in the ductwork. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Morning. Yes. In fact, I would put squirrel as probably the number four or five animals. So here's how it goes. Mouse, bird, bat, and squirrel is four or five.
Yeah.
Salmon is up there, but
yeah.
In, okay, dead is something in one in every 10 homes. That's how crazy it is.
Yeah.
This includes new builds, because what happens is, and no offense against any contractors, I call it the orchestra without a conductor on certain days, is the diffusion of responsibility when the half-eaten whopper gets swept into the vent.
Yeah.
Animals chase it down. It's very leaky stuff.
Yep. So certainly I think we have identified the fact that your ductwork is out of sight, but it shouldn't be out of mind. We need to make sure that you breathe clean indoor air as we head into the fall season. And the only way you can do that unequivocally and with a guarantee is to call my friends at Indoor Air Professionals. The number is 683-3000. Here's what will happen. They'll come out to your house. They'll cut a hole in your trunk line, and with the column duct cleaning hose, they'll insert that, and the pressure that comes out of the end of that nozzle is so high that it gets all of the gunk off the sidewalls, and they guarantee that they're getting it all out, and then with negative pressure, they suck out all that debris, kill all the dust mites, dust mite feces, and, of course, remove any carcasses that they collect. And then they leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. And, of course, as we live in a COVID-19 era now, we also include medical-grade air purifiers as a way to combat the COVID virus.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's a pretty amazing... you know, once again, it's just simple science. If you can reduce the particulate in your home, and it doesn't provide the transport vehicle for normal flu viruses or any viruses, and
mm-hmm.
when you apply the medical grade air purifier, you're not only taking the particulate down further, but we're vaporizing the coronavirus, because it destroys 12 times smaller than the virus, which is 0.08 to 1.5 microns. And
mm-hmm.
by the way, there's a lot of junk out there. You know, UV lights, none of that stuff lines up with the science, if you
right.
want to follow the science.
Yeah, how do you get through the gimmicks, right?
Yeah, yeah. And here's everybody's heard of HEPA, and HEPA's good, don't get me wrong, you know. But the DFS technology that's in our medical grade air purifier is 40 times more efficient than HEPA, and it allows more air to pass by. So it is truly amazing.
I also want to mention the high capacity dehumidifier that I have from Indoor Professionals has done a remarkable job at keeping our home dry through the summer months. And it's interesting, Peter, to note that oftentimes now, as we have lower humidity levels in the atmosphere, that it's not running.
Right. Yeah, well, that's why it's saved. It uses a third of the energy and five times the drying power. That's why it's, you know, it's more expensive. But once again, it pays for itself in 3.5 years based on the energy. But the fact that it has a 5-year bumper-to-bumper warranty and it lasts 10 years, it pays for itself in 2.5 years by the time you put your Chinese fire starter out to the curb in 3 years after it doesn't work.
And it ran 24/7.
Right.
683-3000, that's the number you're going to call right now. What's the Hammer Time Radio discount for this week?
Special day with Labor Day and everything like that. We have Rob Ledden on the phones today. And Rob, I sit right near him. We're adjacent cubicles, and he is an expert. He's one of the few that we actually recruited from another indoor air quality company, and when I hear him talk to customers, my eyes light up. So he is a true expert in it. He usually works on our commercial side, but he has joined the residential ranks because 'tis the season. And by the way, we are scheduled out to the very end of September and early October now, so it's important to call Rob today for $36 off or $300 off on one of the medical-grade air purifiers or high-capacity dehumidifiers.
There you go. Great discounts, but only you get them, and all you need to do is call right now. 683-3000, got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With
indoor air professionals
for every breath you take.
It's never easy when a loved one passes on, and it's difficult to handle the issues that arise after their death. The Stamm Law Firm's 6 decades of experience handling issues for families after a loved one passes on will help you through this trying time.
I'm Nancy. When our mother passed away, it was very difficult for me and my siblings. We needed help with our legal affairs because so many questions were being asked of us, and we didn't have the answers. Honestly, we weren't even focused on them. Many of you may be in that same situation. The Stamm Law Firm helped us answer these questions, guided us through the issues, and implemented my mother's will the way she wanted it done. This gave all of us peace of mind, but more importantly, it gave us the chance to grieve for our mother and celebrate her life without all the distractions. Everything was handled perfectly, and we are forever grateful.
If your loved one has passed on, call the Stamm Law Firm at 631-5767 or go to stammlaw.com today.
Memories. When we lose a loved one, it's the memories that sustain us. At the Stone Art Memorial Company, we preserve those memories, ensuring that our loved ones are never forgotten. That's what we've been doing for more than 160 years. Family-owned and operated, Stone Art is Western New York's largest memorial company and the exclusive provider of the world's finest Rock of Ages granite memorials. American-made and guaranteed forever. Inspired by your memories, our skilled craftsmen would be honored to tell your family's story so that it will be preserved for generations to come. Stone Art's experienced, knowledgeable team will help you through the process, from design to installation, to ensure your memorial is a fitting tribute, one that will stand the test of time. With 2 convenient locations, you can reach us at 824-9278 or find us on the web at stoneartmemorial.com. The Stone Art Memorial Company, preserving memories.
Are you a business owner? Then you're going to want to hear this. If you're frustrated with paying ridiculously high credit card fees, there is a way you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars each and every month. Here's the solution. Call Merchants United. Again, that's Merchants United. Merchants United has provided incredible savings to local businesses of all size, from car dealerships to retail shops to restaurants. They've even saved one business up to $90,000 in credit card fees just last year. Plus, Merchants United will set up everything for you. With 45 years in the industry, Merchants United is the go-to credit card processing company in the area. In fact, they have one of the highest merchant retention records in the industry. Here's co-owner Dana Vosberg.
Allow us to explain all the benefits of what we have to offer and show you how we can save you up to 99% of your credit card processing fees every month.
Business owners, it's time to put money back in your pockets by saving thousands on credit card fees. Visit Merchants United at MUSaves.com or call 1-855-MU-SAVES, 1-855-MU-SAVES.
Hey, it's Dominic Cortese here. Call me crazy, but when I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone asks me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofing? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure that the job is done and that it is done right. Call Ava Roofing today and get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There's no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793-990-4793. Call them today and schedule a free estimate. And AvaRoofing.com, Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And be sure to tune in next Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio as we announce the big winner of the Ava Roofing free roof giveaway, the $10,000 prize. That's next Saturday live on Hammer Time Radio. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:55 here on WBEN. Time for you still to call 803-0930 if you have a last-minute question for me. as we get ready for Labor Day weekend and the unofficial end of summer. Summer does go for another 3 weeks, and let's make the most of it and hope that the weather cooperates. Again, as I said at the top of the show, for all our friends in the restaurant business. And a couple texters are writing, does your website have a referral for a driveway company? Not on the website, but you can call Emily on Monday morning, and she'll give you some names. Another texter writes, recipe for cleaning stain on a concrete driveway. Now, my cleaning solution can work on some stains on concrete, but if it's an oil stain, it's going to need a little bit more TLC. And what I've seen work very effectively, what I've actually done with an oil stain on a concrete driveway, is some Dawn liquid detergent. And what I've done is squirted it right out of the bottle directly onto the stain and let it sit there for upwards of a day. The Dawn will work very well at degreasing. And then, you know, you're going to need to, you know, rinse and wash that off. My cleaning solution is a quart of bleach, 2/3 of a cup of Mex, M-E-X soap made by UGL, and 3 quarts of warm water. Put the bleach in last. This is good at grime, primarily grime on sidings, on concrete, aluminum overhangs, gutters, patio furniture. This is what it's best at cleaning up. Oil spills is another matter. But use Dawn, and then you can use my cleaning solution on top of that to brighten up the concrete. You'll find that the cleaning solution with the Mex and the bleach works very well at brightening up concrete. It does a great job on vinyl siding and on aluminum siding, aluminum trim, gutters, and such things like that. So, there you go. To Tonawanda we go, and good morning, Pat. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Dominic. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
And, thank you. We had a new garage put in last fall, and they poured the concrete right before the first snow.
Okay.
We were lucky. But the places where they put the joints in,
mm-hmm.
they have cracks in them. They look kind of deep to me. And then there's a couple other cracks across parts of the concrete. And then in the spring, they had to lay a pad outside. And that, when it's wet, looks got little spiderweb cracks in it.
Okay.
That's normal.
Yeah, that's totally normal. That's part of the drying process and the maturing process of the concrete. Any crack that occurs within a control joint is a blessing because that's what those are for. They are for to control cracks. And now when they cracks across through a block, then that's another matter. That's an indication of heaving that has resulted in a fracture of the concrete. So not too much that can be done about it after the fact. Before, it's easy to plan for by elevating and creating correct drainage, as we spoke about earlier. But after the fact, there's not much you can do with a crack that's through the concrete. And as I say, we hope that they crack in the control joints. Do you have them going through the blocks, or are they just in the control joints?
Mostly through the control joints, but there's a couple of them that have shown up through the blocks, so I'm happy about them.
Yeah, that's a shame. This may be a testimony to the elevation that the garage is sitting at and the water that's collecting beneath it, which is freezing in the winter, which is causing the lifting, which is causing the cracking. So, you know, it's a cause and effect kind of thing, all leading to the expansion of the ground. Higher the structure is, the better the drainage would be underneath it. More stone would dissuade more collection of water, would help promote better drainage. It would have helped minimize that. But it does cost a little more, and a lot of times contractors are afraid to elevate a structure too high for the cost and also for the fact that it involves then redoing the driveway, because now the driveway has to match up to the garage floor.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thank you.
All right, good luck, Pat. Thanks for coming for the call. Enjoy your Labor Day holiday, everybody, and we'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday with a special show, hopefully with Ed Rath and Mickey Kearns, and our big announcement from Ava Roofing as to the roofing winner. In the meantime, always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.